All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be speaking with an individual coming off of an emphatic victory at Ryzen 31 that transpired a bit later in October there, a heavyweight affair, a first-round finish for Tsuyoshi Sudario getting the finish over Saint, and very happy to welcome Sudario back on the show. How's your day going so far there, Sudario?
Sudario-san, today, thank you for your time. How are you today?
あ、調子まあいいですね。試合から、試合終わって 1 週間休んで、今日からスタートするんですけど、今日もさっき朝ダッシュしてきて、これから少しずつペース上げていこうと思ってます。Yeah,
so I actually feel great. It's been a week after my fight. Today I start working out again. This morning I just finished a workout this morning. So I plan to step up my workouts, and I'm ready to get back in there.
Yeah, well, that's awesome to hear, and it's been a little bit since we last got to talk, and it looks like you got married over the course of the summer based on the Instagram there, so just in the interest of wishing congratulations, just wanted to put that out there since it's been, you know, a little bit since we last talked, so yeah, that's awesome.
まあ前回インタビューさせていただいた時からちょっと時間が経ってしまったんですけれども、その間にスダリオ選手はインスタ を見させていただいてるんですけど、その間に結婚されたり、結婚おめでとうございます。ありがとうございます。Thank you very much.
I was going to say, it seemed like the ring dog did a very good job. It seemed like Bambi was having some fun. I mean, it seemed like Bambi got a little tired towards the end of a busy day, but I thought that was a sweet aspect too.
リングドッグのバンビちゃんがすごく頑張ったみたいで、最後の方にはちょっとすごい疲れてたように見えたんですけど、すごく面白い。
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, it's a fun time, man. Very cute dog, no doubt, too. But I also thought it was cool, some of the stuff I was seeing on Instagram about just how much the training in the United States seemed to be a huge benefit to your game. Like, when did that all first get started there, like going over to train in the U.S.? Like, was that like a big part of the last camp for this fight?
スダリオ選手がアメリカで練習していたことが、もともと計画されていたんでしょですか。そうですね、初めにその今年の4月に2週間だけハワイとラスベガス行かせていただいたんですけど、それで2週間ではちょっとすごい足りないなと思って、東京ドーム大会負けて、2ヶ月間アメリカの方に計画が立てました。
So at first I went to train in Hawaii in Vegas over the course of 2 weeks back in April. I had a great time. I learned a lot, but it was just not long enough. And after that, I fought at the Tokyo Dome in June and lost. So I pretty much told Sakakibara-san that I need more time to train in the States, and I got some time off. And I have planned this training camp for going to the States for 2 months. So this was all pre-planned.
Yeah, you mentioned that setback against Shoma Shibisai there, the first time tasting a loss as a professional MMA fighter. It seems like that's something that's been used to, I guess, bolster the game and kind of grow. Is that a fair characterization? Was that loss something that was like a real learning experience that ultimately helped grow the skills that much more?
今、東京ドームの敗戦のことにちょっと触れたんですが、プロMMAに転向してから初の黒星、それをスダリオ選手どのように受け止めて、その敗戦をどのように自身のキャリアに捉えたのかっていうのをちょっと教えてもらっていいですか。
そうですね。最終的には、チョークで負けたんですけど、その前のスタンディングの時点で、今までなかなか打撃のスパーリングっていうのはできてなくて、それで、パンチを当てる、この距離感とかって、なかなか掴めてないところがあって、 で、まあ、ずっともやもやしながら、まあ、東京ドーム大会渋沢選手と、まあ、やることになって、まあ、いざリングに上がったらやっぱでかいし、まあ、やっぱ出入りがないともちろんあいずっとそのなんつうんだろうな、そのそれこそ今回ステップそのなんつうステップワークがなんかいいってみんなに言われたんですけど、それも結局その東京ドーム大会ではなくて、まず相手が自分よりでかかったらやっぱり相手の打撃がこうなんつうんだろう、蹴りでもパンチでも届かない距離にまずいて、その出入りをできるようにしたいなっていうふうに思ってて、まあそれで、うん、そうですね、まずそのスタンディングでまあすごい悩んでたところを、まあ今回アメリカ行って、まあそのレイセフォーさん、K1 のレイセフォーさんが、まあ他の選手にアドバイスしてるのをまあ僕が聞いてて、でそれを僕も練習に取り入れて、こう練習まあスパーリングでやるようにしたらすごいフィットして、まあまずスタンディングではそこがすごいやっとこう悩んでたっていうか、そのそうですね、不安なところだったんですけど、そこが解消されたなっていうのと、あとそうですね、チョークスリーパーとかそのまあ寝技では。寝技でも まだまだそのなんかアクシデントあった時に体が勝手に動くように、やっぱこうまあ柔術でもグラップリングでもやっていかなくちゃいけないなっていうふうに思ってて、まあそれもサンディエゴで2週間もう毎もう朝晩朝晩ずっと柔術とグラップリング、柔術とグラップリングをずっとやってきたんで、まあどんな体制、まあ、展開になってもまあこうやっていけるっていうふうな自信はこう持てるようになりましたね、この今回アメリカ2ヶ月行って、
うん、Yeah, so I definitely I learned from that fight a lot. Ultimately I lost by the choke, but even from the stand up, I honestly didn't do too much stand up sparring before the fight. I couldn't do it because I didn't have too many partners. So I wasn't tooSure about where to place myself in terms of the stand-up, the distance. I didn't really have that. It hadn't clicked yet of my distance in on the stand-up. And he was big, and he had a longer reach than I did. So, and at the time, I had no footwork because I didn't know the distance on how to strike. So that totally showed in the fight. And, that was one of my biggest concerns heading into the fight, where is that I didn't spar enough with bigger opponents. So after that fight, going to the States, I did a lot of sparring. And in my last fight, a lot of people told me that my footwork was much better. And that's one of the things that I learned over there, is that when you fight bigger opponents, you have to stay outside, not to get hit.And you have to utilize your footwork to get in and out. And that's one of the things that I worked very hard on in the States. I would listen to what Ray Seffo would be teaching other fighters. And I would just kind of steal what Ray said, and I'd try it on my own during sparring. And it worked out for me. So I think because of this win, I knew of what I needed to work on. I'm sorry, because of this loss, I knewExactly what I needed to work on, and I was able to focus on that aspect during my training camp in the States. So I'm pretty happy about that. And also, I lost by a choke, but that was just totally a lack of a situation practice on the ground. So in San Diego, all I did was a bunch of grappling and a bunch of jiu-jitsu morning practice and then and evening practice. So all I did was grapple in San Diego.So I'm pretty confident that I think I can put myself in any kind of situation and still feel somewhat comfortable. So those are the main two things that I learned from the loss and things that I've worked on in the States.
That's a lot of great insight. And to that point, just, you know, talking about the thoughtful managing of the distance and the footwork and where to place yourself in a striking context, like how satisfying was that last finish at Ryzen 31 over Saint with the left hook in the first round there, because that was, you know, a pretty exemplary sort of display. I imagine that was the kind of result that would show a level of progress.
I know. その当てる距離がわからないままこう出場した東京ドームと比べて、この間の大会はもうそのフットワークも含めてこう見事にこうパンチの距離というか打撃の距離で試合をして素晴らしい、まあ絵に描いたようなこの成長っぷりを、打撃での成長っぷりをこう見せつけたわけなんですが、あれは自分としてはどういう気持ちでしたか、試合やってて。
そうですね、もうなんつうの、そういう不安要素が解消されてたから、あのいつもやっぱりこう試合が来ると、まあなんかうまいこと試合がなんか試合運びができればいいななんて思ってたんですけど、今回は自分からそのいい方向に、自分のその試合にできる自信があったので、すごいワクワクしてあの試合に臨めました。
So, during that fight, usually, before my fights, I would hope that the fight would go towards the way I want it to be. But for this fight, I was pretty confident that I could initiate the fight to where I want it to be. So I was more excited than anything heading into this fight, and that's exactly what showed.
Yeah, and just speaking to the work you were able to get in Vegas, I mean, mentioning a guy like Ray Sefo, just a legend of, you know, K1 for sure, and I mean, some of the guys that I've seen you have training photos with, like, you know, Francis Ngannou, Tim Johnson seeming like a main sparring partner, and I mean, a great place to get in that work. Like, Extreme Couture seems like the premier heavyweight gym on the planet. Like, how instrumental in the progress was that work at Extreme Couture with some of those aforementioned guys, just in as far as like assessing what he needs to do to grow and just where his present skill level is at?
あのインスタとかを拝見していると、あのラスベガスでの練習相手は本当にこう名だたる選手たちとやっているというふうに見えたんですが、まあ、それこそ、ガヌーだったりティム・ジョンソンだったり、その、まあ、ヘビー級としてはあの最高のトレーニングパートナーがいるジムだと思うんですが、実際にこうやってみて、まあ、どういう体験だったのか、そしてご自身の手応え、どういったものだったのか教えてもらえますか。
そうですね、まあそうそう、まあガヌー選手はやっぱパワー、体の強さとその筋持久力っていうんですかね、パワーを出し続けるスタミナっていうのが、まあいくらパワー、あの力が強い人でも途中でこうバテちゃうんですけど、まあもちろんそのあのチャンプもまあ、最後ら辺はまあバテちゃったりしたんですけど、そのレスリングの練習にしてもずっとそのパワーをずっと出し続けれるっていうのが、多分おそらく人の普通のファイターよりは結構長いんですよね、そのバテないっていうか、そのスタミナだから、そこがすごいなと思って、まあ、その技術動向よりもそのパワーでのスタミナ、あと MMA のスパーリングでやったのはやっぱりそのデカさと、やっぱそのパンチの重さとか、あとはそうですね、グラウンドを一回テイクダウンされた時にその立たせない技術っていうんですかね、そこがうまいですね、ポジション取りがすっごいうまくて結構びっくりしました。まあでもそれもやっていく中で慣れてきて、あ、こうすれば逃げやすい、逃げられるかなとか、まあそれでもやっぱりやられてましたけど僕は。でもでその初めてそのガヌーと選手とかと一緒に練習した時よりかは途中からだいぶ慣れてきて、それこそティム・ジョンソンさんは、まあ、力では僕負けなかったんですけど、力よりもその技術っていうんですかね、そのレスリングとかグラッ寝技での技術がすごくて、でかくてもすごい動けて、そこら辺がびっくりしたんですけど、それもやっていく中で途中で対応できるようになって、まあ、次に、まあ、そのクルートワだけじゃなくてドライステルって言って、その寝技がすごい強いジムがあって、でそこに行くことになったんですけど、途中からそれもクルートワに来てれた選手なんですけど、 PFL からベラトルなのかな今、その多分ライトヘビーかヘビーのチャンピオンなんですけど、その選手に誘ってもらって、それこそ今回 PFL のライトヘビー級トーナメントで優勝したあのカプリザーノ選手とも ガンガン、そのスパーリングとかレスリングでもグラップリングでも練習させてもらいましたね。
So, in terms of Ngannou, like he is he was an exceptional specimen to say the least. Like his power, his physical strength was amazing, but more so, I was blown away on his endurance, like how he could maintain that strength and power, and go on and on and on without getting tired. That was the biggest thing that I was blown away with. You know, when we do MMA sparring, like his, obviously he hits really hard, but he was also very technical on the ground. Like once he gets you on the ground, it amazed me how good he was on not letting you get back up. And, you know, but just putting yourself in that situation and knowing that you're working with the best, it definitely gives you confidence. And then once you start to get used to it after a few weeks, I started getting used to the pressure and getting used to it and trying to figure out how to do stuff to get out of a bad situation. And as time passed, you know, I could definitely feel myself getting used to them and feeling the process. As for Tim Johnson, like I was amazed with his grappling and wrestling technique. Like he was very agile for his size. And you know, obviously, like he was beating me up in the beginning. But as time goes on, and as I got used to it, I started being able to kind of hold my own against even Tim Johnson too. I think through the connection I made at the Couture Gym, I also visited Drysdale Gym, and I was able to spar a lot with Bruno Capelloza, who just won the PFL tournament. So with that being said, the environment is just so good for me, for heavyweights. There's so many people to work with and learn from. So it's great.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, having the PFL heavyweight champion and the UFC heavyweight champion sharpening the physical tools. But I mentioned, you know, Ray Seppo earlier, and Ensign Inoue has been a long time staple of the camp and the training and stuff like that, a great mentor. I'm kind of wondering for Sudario, how important is it to, you know, be coachable, and like how much of a weapon is it for him to have that, I guess, adaptability and willingness to be coachable and grow?
Sudario 選手は MMA やって、こう、まあ今レイセフォーの名前も出ましたし、その最初はエンセンさんに教わってこう来たんですけれども、その人から教わるっていうか、その彼らの影響っていうのはスダリオ選手にとって、この成長する意味では どういうポジションにあると思いますか？
そうですね、なんまあ、エンセンさんに関しては、まあ、もちろんもう僕のもうコーチとして、まあ、全体的にこう見てくれてて、ですごいなんつうんだろう、たとえ自分のコーチだったとしても、まあ、自分の、意見も聞いてくれますし、でもその中で悪いところは悪い、ここはこうそうじゃなくてこうしないといけないとか、まあこういろいろ話し合ってくれたり、それこそ、他のコーチが言ってることで新しいことがあればこれいいよって通訳してくれて、こう教えてくれたり、まあすごい僕のこれからのこの格闘技人生ではやっぱ欠かせない存在だと思います。
Yeah, in terms of coach, Ensign Inoue, you know, he's my coach that looks over everything. He gives me advice for everything as a professional MMA fighter. But he doesn't like push his style on me. If I have something to say, he definitely listens to me, and he hears what I have to say, and then he takes that into consideration to try to progress. He also listens to other coaches, and he translates their thoughts and tactics over to me, and I think he's definitely just he's an essential figure for me for my MMA career.
And I'm kind of curious because the last time we talked, this wasn't an instantiated sort of thing, but in the summer there, just all fights allowing for elbows from all angles, no restrictions in that regard. Like, I think myself and many others see Ryzen as having the most comprehensive, I guess, you know, rule set on the planet. Like, how important is it to Sudario to be able to compete in, you know, such a multifaceted kind of rule set?
あのライジンが、今年の夏あたりからルール変更をして顔面肘を全面解禁しました、そして、ライジンはその肘の角度の制限がなくて、いろんなこう関係者だったり記者からするとやっぱりライジンのルールが一番こう本質に近いものを持っているルールなんじゃないかっていう、話があったりするんですが、まあ、そういうルールの中で戦うことに対してスダリオ選手はどのように感じてますか？
やっぱり制限が少ないっていうのは、まあ、やられるリスクもあるんですけど、まあ、すごいやりやすいですよね、あの選手からすると。まあ、やっぱそれは海外の選手、それこそクートアの選手とかでもそうだし、そのトライステルの選手とかもそうなんですけど、やっぱライジンはやっぱそのプライドの、その次の、まあ、なんていうの、後継団体っていうのかな、そのいう、まあ、プライド同じようなルールだからやっぱみんなやっぱ海外の選手がもう海外の選手も憧れてるって言ってたし、まあ、やっぱ僕としてもすごいもうあんまりルールがこう細かくなくてすごいやりやすくていいなと思います。
Yeah, so for me, obviously the fewer restrictions, the more chances that it gives you of getting hurt. But it goes the other way around as well. And I do believe that many of the UFC fighters, not the UFC, but the US fighters that I encountered and talked to in the States, you know, they all look at Ryzen as the Pride 2.0. And it's something about that brand and in Japan and the rule sets that fascinate a lot of the competitors to this day. And there's still a lot of fighters who want to fight in Japan under those rule sets. And, you know, for me, the fewer restrictions, the easier for me. So I don't really have to think about the rules during the fight. So it's better. It works better for me.
Yeah, it's a great rule set to take in, even from a fan perspective. So good to hear the fighter enjoyment is there too. But, you know, three fights in this calendar year so far, not a great deal of damage sustained in the last fight, at least from, you know, what I could tell from my layman perspective there. But I guess my question is, would there be like a desire and focus to get a spot on that New Year's Eve card or maybe compete next in early 2022 more so?
まあ、スダリオ選手今年、参戦をやって、で、前回の試合、まあ、素人目線ですが、あの、ダメージがなさそうな風に見受けられるんですが、スダリオ選手今年の大晦日に出場したりとか、まあ、次の試合についてどのようにお考えですか？
そうですね、まあ、もう、まあ、大晦日に向けて今、もう準備進めてます。
Yeah, so this is weird because he knows I'm the matchmaker too, but he's like, I'm already working out. I'm planning to fight on the New Year's Eve. So he's already working out, assuming that he's on the New Year's Eve card.
Yeah, I didn't want to put you guys in an awkward position there. I was just wondering because it seemed like the Ryzen posters are building up at the house a fair bit. I figured he wanted to add to the collection that much more so.
Yeah.
But something else I was noticing too, I mean, hopefully this is correct because just the thought is very intriguing. I was reading an article that was saying that Sudario has a twin brother who's also pretty accomplished in sumo. Is he interested in any kind of mixed martial arts competition himself or maybe just stay in the sumo lane more so?
あの、ちょっとなんか記事で、読んだんですけれども、あの、双子の弟さんが、まあ、すごく身体能力が高くて、お相撲界でも頑張ってたっていうふうような記事を読んだんですが、その兄弟と一緒に格闘技やるっていう気持ちはあったりしますか？
うん、僕としては全くないですね。
Yeah, for me, I have no intention of him doing the same sport with him. So he can do his thing. I'm not interested.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's interesting that you both have the, you know, skill set in that regard, though. But been great with your time, and I want to be mindful of the rest of the schedule there. Really appreciate the time. But is there anything that Sudario might want to add, kind of as like a parting thought as we're wrapping things up here?
あの、スダリオ選手、本当に今日お時間いただいてありがとうございました。もうあの、たくさんお話が聞けてすごくいい会になったと思うんで、もしスダリオ選手の方で最後になんか自分でこう
言いたいことだったり、あの、主張したいことだったり、これラジオでも、行くみたいなので、もしこう、これからもっともっとその成長具合っていうか、まあ、それこそグランドでも、まあ、こう対応できるようになってるっていうところを まあ、その少しでもこうファンの皆様にこう見せ、あの、見て、こう感じてもらえるように、またその面白い試合できるように頑張りますので、応援よろしくお願いします。はい、ありがとうございます。So,
you know, I've just started. My plan is to keep on evolving, getting better and better, and I really want to show you my progress throughout my career. And for those who've been watching me from the beginning, I hope you enjoy my progress, and I promise that I will show you something new. I will show you things that you want to see during my fight. So I truly appreciate your support, and please continue. Thank you.
Yeah, great sentiment to end things off on, for sure. I mean, one of the more intriguing heavyweight prospects to follow along with. It seems like there's pronounced leaps between each fight there, and yeah, just really appreciate the time after improving to 4-1 with that last fight there. So yeah, big thanks to Sudario and also to you, Shingo, for making the time. And yeah, hopefully both of you enjoy the rest of your day there.
Thank you. Sudario先生、今日本当にありがとうございました。貴重なお話聞いてとても良かったです。あの、はい、あの、お時間いただいて感謝してます。ありがとうございました。はい、こちらこそありがとうございました。Okay, Dylan, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.